Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you. And we have a very interesting topic for tonight. But before that, batiin muna natin yung mga friends natin from the industry. Go ahead. Yes.
Hello, 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 financial advisors. We are back and we just want to say hi para mas marami tayong matulungan. No? If you're listening and if you have a friend, a financial advisor, na you think that, you know, should be listening to us, and tag nyo po sila para they can, you know, they can listen to us. Kasi very, very fantastic yung ano natin, topic natin today,
Coach. Very timely, Coach Sean. Very timely.
And this is really all about how to increase your net worth. Yan. Ano nga bang net worth? Net worth, hindi network, no? Ano ba net? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng net worth, Coach Jeff?
Okay, yung net worth ninyo is really... Tatanungin natin si Professor Cy.
Okay, sige. Pag sinabi kasi natin yun,
eh. Oo, sanay si Professor Cy dapat ano. Technical dapat.
If we're going to just simply use a layman's term, it's your total assets minus whatever liabilities that you have. Liabilities sa banko, like mortgages, liabilities sa mga suppliers mo or friends, like yung mga utang na tinatawag, and whatever is left, tinatawag nating net assets mo. That's actually your net worth. Yan. Kaya, kaya maraming tayo mga kaibigan na di may appear na, uy, bago na naman yung gamit mo. Uy, bago na naman yung bahay nyo. Uy, bago na naman yung appliance mo. Pero pag kinuha mo lahat ang figures, lumalabas, negative pa yung kanilang net worth.
No? Kasi
mas malaki pa yung kanilang ano, utang kesa sa kanilang
utang.
Ano.
Oh. Yes. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a lot of these properties. Pero pag nakautang pa yan, it does not necessarily mean na yun na yung net worth mo. Tama ba,
correct,
Professor?
Correct po. And I like yung sinabi ng isang kaibigan kong Chinese. Alam mo, Professor Cy, when I took the MBA, I realized, ang dami-dami palang klase yung mga utang or debts. But in reality, there are only two types of debts. The good ones and the bad ones. The good ones, kaya ka umuutang to increase your net worth.
Mm.
The bad ones, kaya ka umuutang kasi out of once lang, gusto mo lang siya. But in actuality, it lowers your net worth. Kasi lumalaki yung kulang mo eh. Hindi siya bumabalik, in short.
Right.
Yan.
Right. Matindi yan.
Mm-hmm. So, coaches, so tonight, we're gonna give them insights, di ba, on ano ba yung kailangan natin mag-focus para we can increase your net worth
yun
as fast as possible.
Yun.
And, you know, para at least ito yung mga magiging foundation mo on how to coach your clients. And not only that, yung may apply natin sa sarili natin. Tama ba, Prof?
That's really the best thing. Sabi nga natin sa ABC, guys, you want to be good with what you're doing? Start first with yourself.
Tama. Kasi very important. Ako, I always believe that you should be your first VIP client. Yan. Fantastic. Okay, game na tayo, coaches. Based on research, there are actually five things on ano, ito yung mga factors where we can look at para we can ano, increase our net worth ng permanently, no? So number one, na sabi dito, we can look at our investing strategies.
Wow.
Yeah, investing strategies. So when you say investing strategies, you know, we mean by that is, and how, ano ba yung mga investment vehicles na pinag-iinvestan natin? Do we go for, ano, kasi the easiest way to increase your net worth is to buy cash ng real estate. Tama ba, no, Prof? No?
Yep.
That's the easiest way, eh. Pero, you know, it's not the, sabihin na nating popular because it's not really liquid. Diba? It's really something that, yeah, it will increase, pero pag hindi balance, tama ba? Pag hindi balance yung ano mo, yung puro properties na lang, di ba? Medyo delikado pa rin. So, kailangan talaga meron kang strategy. And let's share aside from real estate investing, ano pa ba yung mga investment portfolios na pwede natin i-suggest natin sa kanila?
Another suggestion na pwede, di ba, madalas kasi iniisip nila properties, right?
Laging ganyan. And, traditionally talaga. Tayo mga Filipinos, laging properties.
Right. Traditionally, properties talaga. For example, may dumating na malaking cash flow sa'yo. Whatever it is, kung you were able to close a big sale or a big deal or a bonus or signing bonus, whatever it is, usually they put, lalagay ko na lang to sa properties.
Yun.
Kaysa sa, ano, kaysa sa matulog lang sa bank, di ba?
Correct.
But you can also use it in different ways. One of which would be a business passive income for you. What do you mean by business passive income? For example, meron kang capital. Instead of purchasing another property na most likely baka nagawa mo na in the past, right? You can also invest in other people's businesses. And you can invest, nagkakaroon ka ng passive income through that business. So pwede rin yun. For example,
okay.
Meron kang kaibigan, nakita mo thriving yung business niya. And he's open, you know, for you to invest dun sa company niya. If you do that, then you participate in those shares, in those earnings na nagiging business passive income sa'yo. Because the whole objective of increasing your net worth eventually is nagiging optional na lang na magtrabaho ka. Merong business passive income na pumapasok sa'yo. Every single month na kahit hindi ka magtrabaho, oh my gosh, wala kang worries. Right? At yun ang, yun ang ginagawa ngayon namin, kaming mga ABC coaches, si Professor Sai, si Coach Ron, ako. We're now looking at different ways on how to have that business passive income to eventually increase our net worth. Yan. Kasi mahirap naman na puro utang.
Puro passive income.
That's right. Diba? Mahirap naman. So you have to diversify in different areas. And one of which is, yes, you can invest in properties. You can even invest in, ano, in apartments. So instead of just buying, ano, the usual condo, diba? And then paparent out mo, isang pinto lang yun.
Correct.
Tama ba?
Correct.
That's just one door. So you might as well, kasi pag umalis yan, wala na. Just like what happened to a financial advisor na kaibigan din natin, na bumili siya ng condo, pinaparent out niya. The problem is, ano, umalis yung nagre-rent sa kanya.
Yung kanyang tenant.
O ang problema, di bumili siya ng condo, di ba? Pinaparent out niya.
Siyempre, yung monthly amortization.
Yung monthly. So, it is now paying for itself. So, naisip niya, hey, this is a good idea. I'm gonna get another condo. Bumili ulit siya ng isa ng condo. Tapos okay. Naghahanap siya. Eh, nagkataon, yung nagre-rent sa first condo niya, umalis. Paktay. Oh, dalawa na ngayon yung binabayaran niya and na-overwhelm siya. So it becomes a problem now and that person was forced to sell the one property ng palugi.
Diba?
Because hindi niya na-anticipate. So the best thing, if you're thinking of, you know, if you're thinking of investing later on, diba? And you're thinking of that investing strategy, instead of going for a condo na hindi mo rin naman titirhan, you go for apartments na maraming pinto. Diba? For example, that's 10 doors. If you have 10 doors, mayroong mga nagre-rent out, then nagiging business passive income din siya.
Correct.
So naka-diversify, diba? In short.
Diversify. You have to diversify.
That's right. Diversified din siya. Diversified. So there are a lot of ways. So you have to think of, you know, you go back to the drawing table and take a look at different areas kung saan ka pwede mag-invest and ma-diversify mo para later on ma-increase mo yung net worth mo na you're earning through dividends, you're earning through income left and right, nandito na lahat because of, you know, nag-accumulate na, hindi ka na ng problema. And that's the whole goal. Diba? Pero mamaya, i-discuss din natin paano mo ma-achieve na meron kang ganong klaseng cash flow na makaka-invest ka sa different areas.
Tama. Kasi madali magsabi na mag-invest ka sa ganito. Pero yung tanong, ano yung pang-invest?
Yun. May cash ba ako?
Tama. Diba? Tama ba?
Oo.
Pero yun ang pag-usapan natin.
Yes. Okay. Kasi mahirap naman. Sige, go ahead, Coach Ron.
Okay, may dadagdag ka pa, Prof. Sai?
Okay, in terms of investment po kasi, everything would start first with active income. Ibig sabihin, lahat po tayo, pwede nag-start na tayo as empleyado. Yun nga lang po, tayo bilang mga empleyado, it would still boil down to what we call money behavior eh. Coach Jeff, Coach Ron, di ba? Kasi kahit naman right. executive ka, sumisweldo ka ng 200,000 sa isang buwan, pero ang gastos mo naman is 190, 180. Hindi ka rin masyado nakakapag-save. Actually, it's an opportunity for you to be able to earn certain money and eventually invest that. Kasi doon ko naiintindihan yun eh, na kahit ang laki ng kinikita natin, pag sumasabay din yung gastos natin, di ba yung ating standard of living? Di ba?
Yeah, right. Tama.
Sumabay kasi yung standard of living natin, yung net worth natin, hindi talaga tataas ng ganong kalaki. Kumbaga, sabi nga nung VIP ko na kliyente, alam mo, Prof. Sai, it's not how much I earn, it's how much I save that makes me a millionaire. Kasi kahit kumita ako ng isang million sa araw, eh kung gumastos din naman ako ng almost 1 million, at the end of the day, I'm still poor. Yan, sabi ko nga.
Right.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. Lumalabas, correct. Professor, liquidity is king, especially in
correct.
These times.
Correct.
Liquidity is king.
Cash wow. flow is king. Okay.
Cash yeah. flow is king. Yeah. Tama po, that's tama right. po. I love that.
And ang maganda rin dyan, Professor, pag properly invested yung pera mo, you will never run out of liquidity kasi pumapasok every month.
Correct.
Diba? Tama yung sinabi ng Professor, it will all start with your active income. Na eventually, magiging passive income na hindi ka na mamroblema sa liquidity mo. Right?
Correct.
Yan. Pero excited ako kasi maraming mga financial advisors na nagtatanong ngayon sa isip nila, paano ko gagawin? I'm looking at my drawing board kasi wala akong pera.
Yeah.
Ang daming opportunities left and right na hindi ko magawa. Right?
Mm-hmm. Which yeah, goes go ahead. To our next point, Coach Jeff. No, ang next na kailangan natin gawin. So first talaga is you have to have a strategy.
Strategy. Okay.
Yeah, there has to be a plan.
A but plan.
Second, ang kailangan ng approach natin dito is we have to invest consistently. Tama ba? Consistently. So dito na pumapasok, coaches, yung money habits natin, tama ba? And the way we invest, kailangan talaga with discipline. Akala natin, you know, one-time thing where we invested once, na kahit mababa yan. Kasi sometimes, yun ang dalawang ano eh, di ba? School of thought, coaches. Yep.
Correct, correct.
Kung bilibili ako ng mas mababa, then I'll just dump it there and wait for it. Or, whether mataas yan or mababa, I'll build my habits consistently. Tama ba? I don't think may talo ka dun.
Correct.
I don't think may talo ka dun. Kasi remember, those are habits na hindi mapapalitan. Di ba? Pwede kasing one time ka lang nag-invest, pero mas marami kang bad habits na ginagawa.
Oo.
Di ba? Tama ba? Ilang beses ka lang, nag-invest ka ng 1 million, pero all throughout, di ba, gastos ka naman ng gastos.
Right,
very,
right,
very
right.
important, yung consistency. Consistency is king also pagdating sa, if you want to increase your net worth.
Yeah. What's your take so, on lumalabas, that? Lumalabas Coach Ron and Professor Sai, you should not spend on things that has nothing to do with your goals. Tama ba?
Correct. Right?
Don't spend on things that, you know, that has nothing to do with your goals. So it's extremely important, guys. Now, the first step is to assess your habits muna. Increasing your net worth, madali yan if you have the right foundation, you have the right habits. Alam mo kung paano mo gawin. So you have to understand first your money behavior. You talk to yourself, ano bang money behavior ko? What did I do? Ano bang ginagawa ko? If you don't know your money behavior yet, this is what you can do. For the next 30 days, mag-download kayo ng tracking app, expense tracker. Whatever it is, marami. There are hundreds of expense trackers on your cell phone na pwede mo i-download. And you track your habits for the next, you know, kahit 21 days lang. For the next 21 days, track your habits. Lahat ng piso na lalabas doon sa wallet mo or sa mga digital bank accounts mo, sa online accounts mo, you know, track it. And then tingnan mo, after 21 days, you take a look at your habits, then saan ka ba madalas nagsuspend? Ano ba, saan ba nagli-lead right. yung money habits mo? Diba? Does it lead to a lot of leisure activities? Does it lead to gadgets or clothes? Uh-huh. Does it lead to food? Or does it lead to a lot of obligations na kailangan mong bayaran? Kailangan mong i-track. That's the first step. You have to understand your money habits. Or baka dumadagdag ng dumadagdag yung credit card debt mo na hindi mo na malayan, nag-balloon na, hindi mo na kayang bayaran in full.
Yun.
Pwede rin yan.
Uh-huh.
Right? Meron din akong kaibigan, Professor Sai, tsaka Coach Ron. Kaya naman niyang bayaran ng credit card niya. Pero madalas niyang nakakalimutan bayaran on time.
Nako. May interest na, may penalty pa.
Right. So, by the time na maalala niya na kailangan ko magbayad ng credit card, meron ng penalties. Diba? So, nagbabayad. And, you know, kailangan ma-recognize mo talaga what kind of money behavior do I have? Because if you can assess that, that is the first step para unti-unti mong makorek yung habit na yan, replace it with new habits, and then makorek mo yung increasing that high net worth.
Yeah. Yan. So in short, Coach, no, yung binabanggit kasi ni Coach Jeff is really foundational. Tama?
Correct.
You know, we can give you, you know, couple of solid things to do on how to increase your net worth. Pero if you fail to do the foundational, you'll definitely medyo hindi siya magiging permanent, no, Coach? So it's very, very important. You have to have that yung sinasabi ni Coach Jeff kanina, ibig sabihin nun, you have to measure it because if it can be measured, it can be improved. Diba? If it can be measured, it can be improved. Ako, Coach, meron akong strategy eh. Effective to sa mga magagastos. Okay?
Sige nga, Coach, let's hear it.
Yung mga kawari, mahilig mag-Lazada, mag-add to cart, di ba? Happy birthday, Lazada.
Yung mga add to the cart now.
Yan, di ba? So, if you're struggling na feeling mo mas marami lumalabas, you challenge yourself. You challenge yourself like this. Lahat ng lalabas sa akin, papalitan ko yan. Ibig sabihin, kawari, gumastos ka ng 10,000 sa Lazada this month. Kailangan, bago mo desisyonan yun, kailangan mo yun tapatan ng 10,000 na to be invested in stocks or mutual funds.
Yun. Ganda nun, ha?
Na yung tipong, Para at the end of the year, Prof. Sai, even if you spent, 120,000 on Lazada or, di ba, any spending, alam mo na nagtabi ka din ng same amount. Pero yun.
That's amazing. That's a good habit.
Lumalaki.
Oo. That's a good habit. Na parang pag sinabi mo, I want to buy that latest iPhone 12.
Tama.
Di ba? Pero nakita mo yung price, it's 60,000 pesos. So anong ipunin mo? 120,000 so that you can buy it.
Oh, so meron ka ng 60,000, wag muna.
Wag muna. Kulang pa. Kulang pa.
Gratification.
Right.
Tama. Okay, next tayo, Coach.
Number three.
Ito, this is really something na, paano ba? Kailangan talaga gawin to if you really want to increase your net worth. You have to invest in acquiring high income skills.
Wow.
Investing in your high income skills. Okay. So when you say high income skills, what do we mean by that, Coach Jeff? No? What we mean by that, basically, it's really, number one, ano ba yung isang skill na kayang magpa-increase ng net worth mo? It's really all about sales.
Sales.
Tama ba?
Right, especially if you're a financial advisor. Oh.
Especially if you're a financial advisor, you focus on your strength. Focusing on your strength would lead to, di ba, being better at that. Di ba? So, na-identify na natin yung trabaho natin eh. Diba? Sabi nga ni BMJV, diba? Nandito naman si BMJV, diba? Which is lagi nang kinokoin to, diba? Gagawin mo na nga lang din. Galingan mo na. Diba?
I love
that's
that.
Excellence. Mm. Kasi remember, excellence is attitude. Diba? So very, very important that you have to determine what's one skill that gives me the highest income. I-determine na natin yan eh. It's really sales. Tama ba?
Right.
And before, syempre, para makabenta tayo, we have to make sure that, di ba, na nabibigyan natin ng acquired knowledge, expertise. You have to invest really on learning. Tama ba, Coach?
And then, yes. Coach Ron, one word, structure. Guys, you have to have structure. Kasi hindi pa pwedeng puro motivation lang eh. I mean, motivation helps us to start.
Tama.
But structure would help you to sustain.
Nice. That's right. That's right.
I like that.
And no, you have to accept the fact that everybody is a salesperson. Kahit sabihin mo na, hey, I'm not a salesperson. I won't be good in sales. Or introvert ako. I'm not good in talking to people. Remember, guys, selling is a skill. It's just like learning how to write. It's just like learning how to ride a bike. It is the same thing with sales. You just need to know the right tools, the right techniques on how to do it properly, and you're on your way to that, you know, having that high income potential skills. So yeah, very important yan.
Ang next na ano, next na sabihin nating factor that we can take a look at if we want to increase our ano ang net worth natin is we have to invest in our strength. We have to invest in our strength. Kanina, Coach, di ba, offline, we were actually talking about, di ba, yung really knowing our strengths. Tama ba?
Correct.
Kasi it's really, really important, right? Kasi you might be, most people, they finish their employment working for other people's dreams. Tama ba?
You know, right.
Nag-retire na lang sila, pero pag tinanong mo, hindi talaga sila nag-enjoy sa pagtatrabaho. Some may have high income, pero since wala sila doon, they're not really working on, di ba, maximizing their strength. They can easily be burned out.
Yun. Stress. So, yeah. Coach Ron, stress.
Stressful. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of friends na ganyan, no, Coach, no? Na hindi pong malaki kumita, yeah. Pero
stress.
Or stressful, di ba? So, it's really a balance of trying to find, diba, yung high income potential mo dun sa strength mo. Kasi minsan, we get the high income pero not really yung passion natin o yung strength natin.
Mm.
What do you say about that, coaches?
Right. And there will be times then that you have to accept the fact na it could be a stepping stone for you to use it para ma-enjoy mo yung buhay mo later on. Pwede rin yun.
I agree.
Correct.
Pwede rin yun. For example, maaring nasa trabaho ka ngayon na hindi mo gusto. Kunari, financial advisor ka. Pero hindi mo talaga type na maging financial advisor. Halimbawa, type mo maging ano, mag-set up ng mga traditional businesses and just manage, di ba? Yung mga laundry shop or mga kung ano-ano. Pero wala kang choice kundi gusto mo maging financial advisor. Di ba? Para makarating ka doon, kailangan mo magtrabaho ng maigi. That's also another ano, another option for you.
Or pwedeng, coach, niligay siya doon ni Lord para ma-develop yung skills niya.
Yes.
Be a better salesperson.
That's
correct.
Right.
Diba?
Correct.
Which is a good,
right.
Diba? Foundation, yes. For a businessman.
Ano yan? The Lord will, yeah. Kumbaga, pag may pinagdasal ka kasi, hindi naman ibibigay ni Lord outright yun. Yeah. Bawag sumo ng maraming cash. Hindi naman bibigyan ng maraming cash eh. But either bigyan ka ng situation or opportunity for you to be able to achieve that objective or dream. It's just that, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, a lot of people, hindi nila kasi nare-realize agad yun eh. Ako nga, you know, there's another thing I've realized itong pandemic. Problems are opportunities. And whenever there are problems, kasama na ngayon sa panalangin ko every morning, Lord, thank you for this problem. Thank you for these challenges because these are opportunities to be able to help. Diba? Kasi minsan we would be hearing from our fellow business persons, business people, advisors, problema na naman yung kliyente ko, nireject na naman ako. Diba? Problema na naman yung kliyente ko, masama yung loob sa akin kasi hindi niya nagustuhan yung investment na pinakita ko. I mean, those are problems, but I realize those are also opportunities. Either to improve what I am doing or to be able to help a lot of people. Just like what we're doing with the CTC, Closing to Compliance. Sa totoo lang, puro problema talaga yung pinag-uusapan every morning. Sabi nga ng mga tax associates, sir, sumasakot na yung ulo ko dun sa problema ng isang advisor. Ang laki-laki ng penalty with BIR. Then I realize, sabi ko, di ka ba natutuwa? Maraming problema. Ibig sabihin, maraming opportunity for us to help.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. That's right.
That's very stressful talaga yun, no, coaches. Pero
correct.
I mean, somebody has to take the job, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we are hindi lahat kasi built to do that. So, mm-hmm. if you're put in a situation na talagang, alam mo yun, solid ka, di ba, kahit anong ibigay sa'yo,
oh.
nandun ka pa din, talagang right. magaling ka talaga.
Another thing na kailangan nyo rin gawin, guys, is look for a job na scalable. Na
I love
magtatrabaho, that. Oh, magtatrabaho ka na rin lang na sobra-sobra, ibibigay mo lahat, puso, kaluluwa mo, mind mo, lahat, bibigay mo, you're gonna be hardworking, you might as well take a job na scalable siya in terms of yung income. Right? Kasi marami namang masisipag eh. Meron akong kilala, tatlo yung trabaho. Sa umaga, ano siya, tumutulong sa pag-ano, sa pag-buy and sell.
Okay.
Pagdating sa hapon naman, meron siyang part-time work as a call center agent. Pagdating wow. sa gabi, nagsi-security guard pa. Kasi sobrang ano? Sipag. Tatlo ang trabaho niya kasi nga, naisip niya, hindi kasha yung isang trabaho eh. Kailangan ko mag-accept kasi yung ibang trabaho ko, contractual. Sobrang sipag. Working 12 hours every day. The problem is, hindi scalable. Diba? So very important, guys. Ang maganda sa pagiging financial advisor, your job is scalable. Your income is scalable. You can actually build an empire here. Meron tayong kilala, mm-hmm. Professor Cy and Coach Ron. It was so fast na millennial siya in just 3 to 4 years, grabe na yung kanyang income. He's earning more than 5 million every month.
Wow!
Meron din, yeah.
Think, ano? 5 million every month.
5 million
Fantastic.
Per month. Meron din tayong kilala na na-build na niya yung empire niya. And just last year, he earned close to 2 billion pesos.
Wow!
Oh my God.
Sa life insurance industry yan, ha? Life insurance industry.
Dami niya natulungan na.
Yeah, marami nang natulungan. Pero saan siya nag-start? Nag-start din siya as a financial advisor. Just like you. Diba? So, ibig sabihin, lagi niyo itong iisipin para hindi natin, you know, taken for granted yung pagiging financial advisor. Your job is so scalable. You can actually build an empire. You're gonna provide a lot of jobs for a lot of Filipinos. You're gonna help a lot of Filipinos in terms of insurance, investments, and income continuity later on. Dahil marami kang matutulungan. So, grabe ang impact ng pagiging financial advisor. You just need to recognize na pag scalable siya at tinrabaho mo, may kapalit na sobrang laki. So, we cannot afford na maging relax, maging tamad. Kasi, a lot of people na masipag, they would take advantage of this. Di ba? Pag na-recognize nila, kaya mapapansin mo, merong iba na uunahan. Nag-start sila parehas as financial advisors, pero yung isa, hindi na-recognize. Kunwari, nag-MDRT na siya. Oh, okay na. Pero yung isa, hindi tumigil. So, ano nangyari? He was able to build it. Na-scale niya talaga ng sobrang laki and now he's enjoying those, ano, those moments. So, you have to take note. Diba? Kung, if you're a financial advisor right now, tinatamad ka and you're losing your way, think about this. Think about the direction that you are going. Isa lang ang direction nating lahat to build this empire. Magtatrabaho ka na rin lang, galingan mo na.
Galingan mo
And
na.
Since gagalingan mo na rin lang, pumili ka ng trabaho na scalable na makaka-build ka talaga ng empire. And this is it. As a financial advisor, so whatever you are in, kung nasa amang kumpanya ka ngayon, diyan ka na. Diba? Diyan ka na lumaki. Huwag ka na maghanap ng iba, kagaya ng sinasabi ni Coach Ron, diba? Mm-hmm. So ano ba yung sinasabi mo about the green, the garden? Oh.
The garden.
Ano garden? De, ah, okay. Kala ko beer garden.
Kasi, minsan kasi meron tayong maling mindset.
Oh, yung garden.
Oh, meron kasing maling mindset na if only I'm in that company, if only na siya yung boss ko.
Laging if only.
Oh, wherein, in short, people tend to look at greener pastures, di ba?
Right.
They always look for greener pastures. In reality, they just failed to water their own garden.
Ayun, sa pool.
Yes.
I love that, Coach Ron.
Very, very important.
Quotable quotes na naman ng ABC.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, ngayon, guys, ngayon, if ever naman na nakalipat ka na, okay lang. Huwag ka nang umalis dyan. Nakalipat ka na eh, di ba?
Correct.
Nandiyan ka na, huwag ka nang umalis dyan. Water that new garden now. Palakihin mo, palaguin mo, and build an empire. Once you were able to build an empire, you're going to be so fantastic. Marami ka matutulungan ng mga Filipinos. And we've seen this happen to a lot of financial advisors na ngayon, para ano na sila. Ang dami nang natulungan, ang ganda na ng buhay. Right? Pero naiintindihan ko rin naman yung ibang mga financial advisors na hindi nakikita yun kasi hindi rin nila kilala yung mga ganong ka-big time na. Diba? Siyempre, ang una nilang kilala yung nag-recruit sa kanila. So, ano, be thankful na you were introduced by your friend to this talk show para ma-realize mo na grabe pala ang pagiging financial advisor, scalable pala siya. In fact, Coach Ron and Professor Sai, pagiging financial advisor worldwide is one of the top 5 jobs that can make you a multimillionaire worldwide. Okay?
Wow, fantastic.
If you want to become a multimillionaire, pagiging financial advisor nasa top 5 para maging multimillionaire ka. Worldwide yan, ha? Fantastic. So, worldwide. Sobrang ganda talaga.
Yeah. Galing, oh, galing. Yes. Short coach, di ba? So, if we're talking about, you know, increasing your net worth, di ba? You are in the right industry. Diba?
Yes.
You are in the right industry. You just need to make sure that you do whatever it takes to be better at your job. Tama
right.
ba? And, in fact, coach, no? Yeah, coach.
Oh, in fact, Coach Ron, meron tayong kilalang ano, meron tayong kilalang agency leader na financial advisor siya, and then na-promote na siya as agency leader. And then yung kinikita niya, in-invest na niya sa iba't ibang areas. Meron siyang properties, meron siyang mga yung mga kiosks, di ba? Nag-open siya ng mga ano niya, mga different businesses.
Ito ang problema niya, coach. Eh. Balita
ang problema
pa
niya.
Hindi niya alam kung saan niya dadalhin yung pera niya.
Ayun ang pinakamagandang problema, Coach Ron. Di ba?
Oo.
Sarap, di ba?
Yun ang masarap na problema, no?
Yes. But, you know, it all starts at the very beginning, at the very bottom. You just need to be patient, work hard, tuloy-tuloy ka lang. Eventually, you'll increase your net worth. At maganda sa industry natin, madali kang makahanap ng mga different ways to expand, diversify, kasi maraming mga nagtuturo sa'yo.
Correct.
Hindi ka maliligaw.
Yun ang maganda doon.
You just need to be open with it. Diba? Merong mga early birds, ibig sabihin ng mga early birds, millennials pa lang, na-discover na nila itong industry na ito, tinatrabaho. Meron din mga late bloomers. Ibig sabihin ng late bloomers, late mo na na-discover na meron palang ganitong napakagandang industriya. Pero it's never too late for you. Once na na-discover mo na siya, it's okay. Kaya nga marami tayong mga retirees, di ba? Professor Sai tsaka Coach Ron. 60, 65 na sila, dun palang sila nag-start as a financial advisor and they were blown away. Why? Because if they discovered this when they were still teenagers, then iba magiging buhay nila. Pero hindi sila nawala ng pag-asa. Bakit? Kasi kahit na retired na sila, naka-build naman sila ng relationships dun sa 40 years of working nila.
Correct.
Tama ba?
Yung kanilang network of friends.
Yung kanilang network of friends. That's network why nung nag-retire sila and they shared this to their network of friends, they were performers. Biro mo, retirees, pero nagpo-perform and they're earning a lot more compared doon sa nung nag-empleyado pa lang sila. Even executives, retired bank managers, right? Nagpa-financial advisor because ang ganda ng industriya natin. Super right. Fantastic. Oh, yes.
Super.
Yon, galing.
And coach, last but not the least, talking about increasing your net worth. Ito talaga yung sabihin na natin mahirap, pero pag ginawa mo, you just need to be conscious about it. And this is really all about investing with the right people. And when you say investing with the right people, ito na yung kasabihan, coaches, na when you increase your network of friends, na-i-increase yung net worth mo din.
Yun.
Sabi nga nila, you are the average of the at least 5 of your closest friends, di ba? So tingnan mo na kaagad, di ba, kung sino ba yung laging mong kausap, sino ba yung laging mong laging kausap about especially about money, and most probably, di ba, pagkaka nandun, wala ka pa man doon, pero that's where you're going, yung tendency of you reaching the height of having a great net worth, it's gonna be there. And yun yung ginawa natin, coaches, no? Ako, very, very important. Ako, I'm so blessed. I want to honor you know, yeah, si Prof Sai, want to honor Prof Sai for ano, being...
Thank you, Coach Ron.
Being with us, di ba? Kasi it was kind of accident, pero intentional. Tama ba? Accident dahil, di ba, Coach, di ba, nag-umaten tayo kay Prof.
Oh, nakita lang natin.
2018, guys. Oh, I remember that, di ba? Sa Ortigas Building.
Oh. Oo. Yes, umaten kami ni Coach Jeff sa isang session niya about, yun, yung ano,
Tax and Estate Planning, oo.
Yeah. Ni Coach Jeff, di ba, we're surprised kasi hindi kami na-bore. Tawa lang kami ng tawa. Yun, kasi ako, okay to bumanat, ah. Diba? Ganun, nandun kami sa likod. So kami na yung nagpahuli, no? Nagpahuli tayo.
Oo. Until, oh, diba, nagpa-picture tayo eh.
Yeah, we had that picture.
Yeah.
Oh, introduced ourselves tapos na-add natin sa ano, sa Facebook si Prof. And after a few months, umaten siya ng Master Closer Blueprint. And doon din right. Nakita na wow, 'di ba, na what we're doing, 'di ba, is really something that can help din dun sa ginagawa ni Prof.
Correct. And I have to say, Coach Ron, I'm thankful with you and with Coach Jeff because yung natutunan ko po, ladies and gentlemen, sa Master Closer Blueprint po, ang laki po ng naging impact. That's why we were also able to expand our business. From one company, we're now doing 4 companies.
Yan. Nice.
Wow.
Amazing.
We're talking about, Coach, no? We're talking about, modest lang yan si Prof. Sai, pero I mean, he's closing multi-million deals, you know, because of MCD.
Yeah, thank you, Coach.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Jen, and our Prof. Sai. Also,
thank you, Coach.
I want to honor, syempre, si Coach Jeff. Yeah, si Coach Jeff.
Coach Jeff.
When I had the idea of Always Be Closing, there is no other person who I think I can partner with. Diba? Meron pa ako napagkwentuhan dati, diba, no, Coach, no? Kaso buti na lang, nakwento ko lang, pero hindi niya naisip gawin. Diba? Kasi, again, di ba, you know, all things are created twice. So, you Always Be Closing was already conceptualized years back. Pero it was just talagang ano, we were like a bamboo. Na yung tipong sobrang lalim ng foundation namin. Pero nag-sport kami, it was just, and the rest was history, you know? And ano pa, Coach, di ba? We were blessed to have also si Ariel Servillon.
Diba? Yes.
So I wanna, si Nuno, one of our friends, who has now ano, featured us in his book, yung
right.
Business Tycoon Blueprint.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Shout out, Gary.
Global hit. Tama ba, no, Coach, no?
So, yes.
That will be a global hit talaga. And I think, ganun talaga eh. You know, you really need to surround yourself with like-minded people. People who will add value to you.
That's right.
That's very important.
Oh, yes. Right. Fantastic.
So, yeah. Coach, bago ko makalimutan, I also wanna thank, di ba? Again, it's about, we're talking about yung last ano factor, the investing in the right people. I wanna thank all the leaders. From MC to ano ba, AUM to UM to branch manager to sales managers who have trusted us dun sa journey ng ano ng journey ng financial advisors po ninyo. You know, for as long as there will be financial advisors, for as long as merong kliyente na kailangan ng tulong natin, you know, ABC will be here. And we want to thank you for, you know, really helping us na maging ano, maging staple name yung ABC.
Yun.
Staple ano, training. Tama ba, no, Coach?
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. Nag-overtime tayo ng konti. Nag-overtime tayo ng 6 minutes. But, as perfectly always, fine. Yeah, it's perfectly fine. We are always here for you guys. See you guys again next time. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C. Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
Always Be Closing!